Texas was hit particularly hard. Lindsay Gould moved there from Janesville in 2019. She and her fiancé, a La Crosse native, stayed with friends after their electricity went out. Gould, an emergency room nurse, says Texas wasn't built for the weather Wisconsinites are used to.
People are coming in hypothermic. They're coming in with carbon monoxide poisoning, desperate to keep themselves and their kids warm.
Experts say frigid temperatures in the Lone Star State caused demand for electricity to skyrocket while also disrupting production. In contrast, Wisconsin's cold winters mean demand is always expected to be high this time of year. And Wisconsin utilities say their infrastructure is designed for extreme cold. For example, Madison Gas and Electric says its equipment can withstand multiple days at 40 below. Megan Hart, Wisconsin Public Radio.